That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Good morning. It's Izzy Lyman. This is the second half of the second hour of Your Defending Fathers, and it's a beautiful day in Northern Michigan, and the text number is 231-758-7707, and you might want to text our next guest, Mr. Michael Hoover, who is a candidate, a Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate in Michigan. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Izzy. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How about all going well?
Always.
All right, you've got a big, let's say, mission on your plate. But I wanted to share with the listeners. I know you've been on the show before, but I wanted to have you on in case somebody that was listening didn't listen that day. Plus, I heard you speak in Sheboygan County at the GOP group with the GOP Rick Salva's group, and I was very impressed with what I heard. I didn't really know what to expect. I thought, oh, another businessman type from downstate, and so I was, yada, yada. But you really did a great job, I thought, in hitting the populist notes.
Well, thank you so much, Izzy. And it is absolutely what we have to do is to we have to meet people where they're at. And when you talk to Americans, our folks across the state, they really do hone in on what they really want. And I would say the very first thing that we address is that a lot of times I'll meet people and they'll say, what are you, a Republican, you're a Democrat, what are you? And I say, I'm an American. And they're like, oh, okay, I can talk to you. Like, yeah, exactly. And then, of course, I'm probably on the Republican ticket. But we then talk about the biggest issues. And the biggest issues that our country is facing right now is one is crime. And people want to feel protected. They want to make sure that law enforcement's working for them. They want to have a great economy. And the most important thing, I think, is that they actually want the government to represent them. They're tired of people getting voted in and representing their donors and just kind of going along with the crowd, and it's time to turn that around.
Speaking of crime and speaking of public safety, please tell me, what would you do about the border if you were the U.S. senator today?
Sure. So the first thing I would do is I would encourage our new president to issue an executive order to secure the border right away. And they can do that by executive order because of the crisis and the situation that we're in. The next thing I would do is I would start to say, okay, Mexico, for every single illegal immigrant across your country into ours, we're going to creatively tariff you back $1 million for each one that comes in. The next thing I would do is I would make sure that we have the proper wall. We have every single kind of repellent that you can think of to drive people away. And those are creative ideas that use noise. There's different things that you can do to push people back. And, of course, we want to make sure that, you know, we take in consideration there are going to be women and children and that kind of thing. But then at the same time, we have to secure our border so that we can get control of it. So these are, you know, just some of the creative ideas that, we're working on and we're putting out there to make sure that we take care of our border. The next thing is that I would do a huge campaign to support and build up the number of agents. You know, a lot of people don't know how sad this is, but there's a lot of agents that are in a depressed mode and they actually take their own lives. And so we have to turn around and go back there and support them and get them a lot of positive reinforcement. We have to hire a lot more agents that actually are working on securing the border instead of processing paperwork to let people into our country.
Right. All of those are important for sure. And in fact, I my heart does go out to the Border Patrol and their families. This has got to be so taxing for all those folks in their communities also. I also want to talk to you about energy. I think that is one of your premier issues, energy independence. Am I right?
You're right on. Yeah, absolutely. As energy goes, our country will go. That's one of the reasons why you see the Chinese building up 5 times more plants than any other nation, including our own. So energy independence is critical. We are the best in the world at processing and developing oil and natural gas, renewable gas, reactor technologies. There are so many different ways for us to drive our cost of doing business down, and certainly that will drive the cost of our utility bills, our gas, gasoline prices down. And so we know that that will change the American economy. It will improve the standard of the living, and certainly will drive down costs, and it will have an economic boom. So those are things that are near and dear to my heart because I've lived it for 30 years. And there's no doubt we can really make our country grow similar to what we experienced during the Reagan years and even when I was a kid back in the 60s.
So you're not a fan of green energy, I take it.
Well, the issue with green energy, like renewable gas is green energy. It's a mm-hmm. great energy.
Yep.
And so that, you know, there's different hydro is another one that's green energy. I love hydropower. So there is definitely opportunities. But what we have to look at is return on investment. And you look at the efficiency and the effectiveness of different energy and nuclear, of course, you know, new reactor technologies, it's very efficient. It delivers at 91%. The problem with these solar panels and these wind turbines, they are the lowest efficiency. They deliver mm-hmm. the least amount of return on your investment. Plus, a lot of this is coming from China. And the other thing it's doing is it's changing the landscape of the state of Michigan. If you drive across our beautiful state, it's starting to look alien to a lot of folks where they see turbine after turbine on these rolling, beautiful farmlands, the same with solar panels. These are not good investments, and their problem is that the cost to maintain is an issue. And then, of course, you also have to take into factor, well, what happens when we have to get rid of them? Well, you can't recycle any of that material. So, you know, it's either going to go into a landfill or we have to figure out a new technology, some way to get rid of it.
Yes. Amen to all of that. I don't like those windmills at all. I just received a comment from a listener. They heard you at the fun shoot. They like you.
Oh, God. God bless. Well, tell them to join us at hooverforsenate.com. And, you know, they can join us in a lot of different ways. We have people that just share our message. We have people that show up and help get signatures. We have people show up and wear our T-shirts and our buttons just to say, you know, I'm part of Team for Hoover. So join us on online.
That's a good segue into your website. Now, I've been speaking with several guests this morning about the Island Confab, which I attended, and I believe you attended also. So what was your experience like? Did you enjoy it? Did you catch some of the speakers? Did you just shake a lot of hands?
Well, all the above, you know.
All the above, okay.
It was my first experience with it. So, you know, I didn't necessarily have, you know, the experience in the past. But what we did is we said we had a strategy going up there. We said, okay, I'm going to be a keynote speaker. Let's make sure we give a great speech and presentation. We're going to meet a lot of the presidential candidates and some of the other well-known folks. Let's make sure we have opportunities to talk to them, in which we did. And then we wanted to meet and greet as many people as we could to try to recruit them and have them become part of Team Hoover. We certainly reached out to the college students across the state, which we've been doing over the last 4 to 6 weeks and building that group as well. And so it was all in all a good exercise for us. And then we also had a media strategy where every time that we had some free time, we were lining up media to interview and get our message out there. So, you know, we tried to take and maximize every ounce of time that we had there.
Oh, that's the way to do it. You just got to get your message out and go to as many venues as possible, get those young people involved for sure. So the comment was that I just read was from Brett Gooding. He's a great 2A supporter. So there you go. 2A. Where are we on that, sir? 2A.
Oh, they're asking their question. Well,
no, you know, no, I'm asking the question. It's just a good way to get you to talk about that.
Yeah, no. So obviously, you know, here in the state of Michigan, our civil rights are constantly under attack, including the Second Amendment. And that's something that, you know, we're going to see the Supreme Court take up a case this week. So hopefully they give good guidance and support for our Constitution. And, you know, the Second Amendment is, you know, it's very clear. There's no restrictions on that. So I want to make sure, you know, hopefully the Supreme Court lives up to their a duty and make sure that we, you know, continue to keep our rights. But here in, you know, here in the state of Michigan, you know, it's about winning back the state and turning back some of these things that are not going to help us in terms of reducing crime. Actually, it's going to increase crime because you make people that have families and individuals more at risk. I mean, one of the things that we saw is that these criminals, they don't obey laws. 90% of violent crimes are committed with someone that use a firearm are firearms that are not owned legally. We actually saw a 50% reduction in violent crime from 92 to 2014. At the same time, we saw a 50% increase in guns per capita. So the issue is that we have to go and we have to start prosecuting people. And one of the things that we talk about in our campaign is that we have a new idea where if you do the crime and you do a second crime, we're going to multiply your penalty times two. You do another crime, we're going to multiply it times three. Because what the information and the stats show is that typical person that ends up doing homicide has been arrested 10 to 11 times. So that's somebody that shouldn't be back on the streets. So by increasing that multiple, we start to take care of that. The other thing is that we think that law enforcement and prosecutors should be rewarded by when they bring down their crime rates. So again, it's incremental. So if you bring your crime rates down by 10%, then there's a recognition award that occurs. And then as that goes up by 20 and 30 and 40%, we'll increase the rewards. We can pay for performance. And one of the most important things we have to do is make sure that our families and our homes and our kids are protected.
Oh, absolutely. Public safety to me is the top issue of all issues. And then, of course, the economy, because we're dealing with horrible inflation. And can you comment on the inflation problem we have?
Yeah, I can. So, you know, the inflation, sometimes you get to back away. I mean, we certainly are seeing inflation that's, you know, right in the people's face, and it's making it really difficult to live. I was talking to a young lady who had three children down in Detroit, and she said, a couple years ago, I was really happy. I got to $15 an hour, and I was doing pretty good. And now today, I'm not. I'm struggling. I'm barely getting by. And so she said, you know, one of the reasons why you're seeing an uptick in crime is because people are barely surviving. And we know that what causes inflation, it's caused when the government, you know, spends more and prints
more
money.
Hold that thought, Mike. We're going to break, and we will talk to you after the break. Thank you.
Good.
I'm Izzy Lyman. Join us again after the break.
Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op has been committed to bringing a brighter future to members for more than 85 years. That's why we're hard at work to create a future-focused fiber broadband network that will connect rural Michigan to the world. PIE&G Connect will offer the fastest speeds and most reliable internet available in Northeast Michigan. The future is fiber, powered by Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Order online for takeout at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against Whipper, Nestle, and the Health Department by subscribing to our podcast at murphyslawdcast.com.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power, plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy or call 800-654-9659.
Good morning. It's Izzy Lyman. The show is YourDefendingFathers.com. The text line is 231-758-7707. It's the second half of the second hour, and I am speaking with Mike Hoover. Hey, Mike.
Hey there.
And we were having a conversation about your U.S. Senate run for the GOP nomination. And I guess, and I'm going to kind of throw in a new question. I know you were talking about inflation. I apologize. You can always come back to that. But my question to you is, how are you going to differentiate yourself from the other GOP candidates? Because there's every day somebody new is coming to the picture. I think Chief Craig is going to join the race, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, so the way that we do that is through experience and solutions and also messaging in terms of how we win the general election. You know, it's one thing to win the primary, and obviously that, you know, I need to do that, but we have to actually select a candidate that can actually win against the Democrat. And one of the biggest things that I can show is how I can win that race, and that's how it sets me apart. And because one of the reasons why is because I'm an outsider, and people are so tired of people that have been in this political game, these lifelong politicians. Some of the, you know, competitors in the race have done great harm to our country. You just had a commercial there talking about protecting you from the government, watching you, what you're doing. And one of the, you know, the candidates in the race is the responsible for creating that law that did that. So one of the things that I've done, of course, is I've come up with solutions that to America's biggest problems, such as plastic waste. We figured out a way to recycle over 500 million pounds, and it's still going on every single day across the nation, being used in the production of our cars. So I've protected people's homes from diseases that mosquitoes and ticks carry. And so I've always been on the side of serving people and taking care of them. I think also people want somebody that has lived and been their entire life in Michigan. I'm a fifth generation Michigander. My grandchildren are number seven. I have a lot to lose if this doesn't get fixed for our state and for our nation, because I have four children and nine grandchildren. And I've committed myself to a pledge that I'm limiting myself to two terms. If we can get it done in one term, so be it. But I just want to fix our country, and I'm dedicated to that. And I'm the only person that has said that and done that. I'm also the only candidate that has been brought in by the Heritage Foundation, FreedomWorks, Club for Growth, the Family Policy Alliance, all the major, constitutional freedom-loving organizations. I got to speak to not only their leaders, but also their donors, and I'm the only candidate that has been set apart to do and have that opportunity to do so. So there's a lot of different things that are unique about my candidacy, and then if you go to hooverforsenate.com, you'll see there's a lot of great solutions for America to move us forward. And I think it's just the experience of having, you know, run several small businesses, worked across the world globally, and worked with, you know, folks in all different areas of our state. My wife and I and our family lived in Detroit. We lived in the suburbs. We lived in farm town, and we lived in small towns. And so that's something that when we represent Michigan, we represent all people. And that's one of the reasons why we are attracting people like independents. I'll tell you, we have over 200 registered Democrats that actually signed our petition to get me on the ballot. And that's how we win, and that's how we defeat the Democrats come 2024.
Congratulations. That's quite a feat.
Thank you.
What? Yes, of course. It currently in the U.S. Senate, do you have a mentor, a person you look up to, someone you especially admire?
Yeah, I do. I've actually met quite a few of the senators, and I'll have to say that one of my favorites has been for many years, actually, is Dr. Rand Paul. I've been to his office, and really like what he stands for. He's a good man, and he seems to be on the side of the American people. He doesn't go down this path where the military-industrial complex or, you know, big donors are affecting his policy. He seems to always come back to, you know, try to represent the people. So I think he would probably be number one, but I've met Tim Scott, Rick Scott, and J.D. Vance. I've been in his office. And so there's a chunk of them that are, you know, pretty darn good representations of how I would align myself and, you know, how I would go to work for the people in Michigan.
Definitely. Rand Paul has some excellent votes, and he is very much against government overreach, and he is very much very good on the issue of medical freedom. So can't go wrong learning from Dr. Paul there and the other Dr. Paul.
Right.
So
yeah.
Yep. In the time that we have left, Mike, is there any important closing statement you want to make?
You know, I think it's really important that we get people on board with our mission, our campaign at HooverForSenate.com. The more that people that join us, they're going to get on the message with us and realize that we're reaching all voters, all Americans in the state of Michigan with those three legs, and that is protecting the people, an American economy that actually works for you, and then a government that truly represents your interest instead of the special interest, instead of donors. And there's a lot of candidates that are in the race that have those big donors in there. So we need you. We need the grassroots, and we need your support to make that happen.
Excellent. Thank you. And I hope you keep October 27th in mind. Maybe you can come to Emmett County. Emmett Responsible Government's having a meeting, and we'd love for you to come, and I will certainly follow up on this if your schedule permits.
Please reach into our media portal. Hannah will be happy to look at the calendar and get that scheduled. You know, we'd love to do that.
Oh, excellent. Thank you so much. We really appreciate your time, and we wish you very well on the campaign as you cruise the state and talk to people and get more signatures, and all the best to you.
Thank you so much, Izzy. It's always a pleasure to talk to all the people across this great state. We love this state, and we've never left it, and we never will, and we're going to make it happen.
Excellent. Thank you, Mike.
Take care.
So that is one of the candidates running. There's a bunch of others. We always encourage you on this show to do your homework, research them. I think Randy had a lady that just put her hat in the ring. So again, lots out there, lots of opportunities. I'm glad some of these people are stepping up and running and challenging the status quo. We will be back after the break. Thank you. I'm Izzy Lyman.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and